We're going to go south now from Glasgow to Dudley, which is an interesting one because it was a place where Labour was concerned about losing their grip. Steve Herman is there for us. Steve, just tell us what the outcome in Dudley has been.
Yeah, well, I'm sat on a bench in Stourbridge Town Centre because we've been kicked out of the hall where they did the final declarations next to the Crown Centre, the Crown Shopping Centre, and no one really has the crown in Dudley on the council because Labour have lost overall majority, effectively, by one seat. They've been left with 35. The magic number was 37, but 36 would have got them over the line because they would have had the mayoral vote to push them over the line with that. But 35 is what they're left with. They've lost three seats tonight. Conservatives have gained five. UKIP gained one. They've now got eight seats on the council. And they're the only three parties. There was a Green candidate and an independent councillor, but they've both gone tonight. And it just makes the situation really interesting as to who's going to get into bed with who.
What do Labour feel about it, do you think, given the events of tonight?
Well, I have spoken to the leader of Dudley Council, Pete Lowe, the Labour leader, and he was very much taking the stance of his glass is half full because they were defending 17 seats, one of the most seats that they've had to defend in recent times at a local election. So he said that they were going to be in a difficult position, and 35 and with no overall majority is kind of what he predicted going in. So I don't think he's that surprised by the result. But there's some really, really, there was some really close, tight results. I mean, just a couple in Gornal, the Gornal ward, Conservatives gained that by 27 votes. And the last vote of the night was in Wollaston and Stourbridge Town. And they did five recounts on that one for good reason, because the Conservatives gained that by three votes. And that turned out to be crucial because, as I said, Labour lost their overall majority effectively by that one seat because of that. So now, as I say, it's the conversations have got to be had. But there is only three parties, Conservatives, Labour and UKIP. Both Conservatives and Labour have said they don't want a coalition with UKIP. UKIP have said they don't want a coalition with Labour or the Conservatives either. One former leader of Dudley Council, who's a Conservative, Anne Millwood, has told me tonight that she would favour a coalition with Labour. Whether that happens, we'll have to wait and see.
Grand coalition in Dudley. Steve Herman, that sounds a cracking election. Thanks very much.